Hello, everyone. You are listening to Lovey and Rosé. Tonight, we will be talking all about dating apps and swapping horror stories. So if that interests you, grab your wine and let's get into tonight's episode. Welcome back, guys. I'm here with my friend Justin. Say hi, Justin.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
Justin and I have been friends for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, 10 years in the grocery store days. Go back.
And we are both single. And Justin, would you say that you are ready to mingle?
I guess. It's so hard for me because as someone, I mean, I'm 29, so.
Oh, yeah, we should disclose that.
I have gone about my life for the past 2 years. I work. I also do YouTube stuff as well. JJ Lomas Entertainment, if any of y'all are curious.
Shameless plug.
But no, it's just, I have my main job. I have YouTube. I have family. I have friends. I have a social life. So it's hard to kind of ponder how someone else would fit into that. But I guess, like, no one really knows. When it happens, it'll just click.
Hit you like a Mack truck.
And I guess I can't fathom that right now. But hey, if it happens, it happens. For me, at least.
You heard it there first, ladies. All right. So I figured for the first part of our episode, we're going to answer a few questions, a little his versus hers perspective on dating apps. So my first question that I have for you
is for me?
Yeah, because we're both going to answer.
Okay.
First question is, what dating apps have you used in the past, and why did you choose that dating app?
Oh, jeez. Okay,
you can narrow it down to like one or two.
So yeah, no. I haven't used a million of them, believe it or not. But the first one I used was Plenty of Fish. And this was like, it's got to be more than, was it more than 10 years ago?
Oh my God, it had to be.
I definitely, okay, so there was a point I remember using Plenty of Fish, and I didn't have it on my phone because there was no phone app then yet.
Okay, so it was like ancient.
So it was like, it might have been somewhere from like 2013 to 2014.
Okay.
Might have been 2012, right around there. But yeah, I used that for a bit. I met some people on there. It was mainly just hookups, I'm not going to lie. Like, I used to be a man-ho.
It was Tinder before Tinder.
Yeah. And then I used Tinder. And Tinder was definitely just the major hookup app. It still is, honestly.
It still is.
Yeah, it's Tinder is a very fun app to use, but it was also dangerous because you never know who's behind that picture, who's trying to fake someone, who's trying to get your information, da da da. But the one I actually felt safest on was OkCupid.
Yeah.
I remember using that. Like, yeah, it's to spend an hour and build your persona, so to speak, your online persona, but yeah, I used the three of the apps, so if I had to choose one that I liked the best, it would probably have been OkCupid.
Okay.
What about you?
I did try OkCupid back when it was, like, first starting out. I didn't get a lot of matches, though, I'm not gonna lie. It was, like, I guess it was hard for me to navigate. I think I liked the swiping better.
Did you wear your good hoops in the pictures?
I did. I wore my special hoops. But yeah, I think I do better with swiping. So then I transitioned to Tinder, hated that, and went to Bumble. And the reason I like Bumble is because girls can message first, so less opportunities for harassment. And I also like Bumble because they have the photo verification feature.
What
and
is that?
You basically take a photo where you do something weird, like they have you put your hand on your forehead or something, and you submit it to Bumble Incorporated, and then they verify that it's your profile.
So
you get the blue check mark. You're not verified as a celebrity, but you're verified as not a catfish. And you can turn on filters that say, I only want to see verified profiles. So there that's nice. And they have COVID-19 guidelines, too, so you can be, like, vaxxed only.
Really?
Okay. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you can pick your little guidelines. So that's why I like Bumble, because I'm extra, and I like apps that are extra as well.
I'm looking for that double vaxxed Pfizer girl right now.
Yep. So, question number two. What do you look for in other people's profiles? Like, when you're looking at somebody's dating profile, what is it that you're looking for specifically that's like, you know what, I will swipe right?
So I think this is a hard thing for me, honestly. I remembered, like, as long as they didn't live, like, over, like, 75 miles away, if they weren't, like, over 40, because I was in my mid-20s at the time when I had it, mm-hmm. like, I could be Democrat, you could be Republican, you could be, like, we could be on two different ends of the spectrum and still, like, if we met in person, just talk and eventually find a middle ground. Whereas, like, people on dating apps, they're hostile and they have, like, a check mark. They're like a list. If you're not, like, any of these 17 things, then you're gone. Left. Swipe left. Goodbye.
And that right there is exactly why I suck at dating apps and why I'm still single. Because I feel like I do that. Like, I'm like, I look specifically at the details of the profile. Like, if they're a cigarette smoker, instantly swipe left. I hate cigarettes. And then I tend to, like, swipe right on people that have, like, active photos or tend to be outdoorsy, because, you know, we like to go on hikes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if I see someone, like, outdoors or doing something active, then that's, like, a swipe right. But
yeah, that would definitely be a plus for me. Like, if someone, as long as someone has the willingness to do things, like, that's a big thing for me.
Okay, so question number three, as I open the wrong app again. Question number three is, it's kind of the opposite. What's something that will make you immediately swipe left on someone? Like an immediate no. What would modern day Justin swipe left on? What's a turn off? What's a complete no-go?
I think definitely the no-go right away would be the people who are just looking for serious stuff only.
Okay.
Right away. Just because, see, the way I am is this, I'm very go with the flow. Like, okay, say if hypothetical situation, and I said, hey, Kim, let's go out. Like, let's do this. Like, I want to, like, I'm talking to you to see where things may go potentially. I'm not talking to you.
And then
that,
I say,
like,
marry me tomorrow. And then you freak
it's
out.
It's not even that. It's just like, I am the kind of person where I don't realize stuff until it happens. I don't have this collective thought in my head. Like, my mind doesn't run like that. Some people's do. Like, some people, when they look at a person after a date or two dates, that's where their mind goes.
Oof, not me.
But it's just like, I'm very happy-go-lucky, easy. Not a people pleaser or nothing, but just, you know, I just go with the flow.
Yeah, and you just want to see where it goes. I feel that. I feel like I didn't answer that question.
We were just saying, like, what usually scares you off if you swipe left?
If they don't fill out their profiles. Like, uncompleted profiles drive me nuts.
Ask for more, Kimberly.
Well, if they're, like, if you see, like, a picture and then a beer emoji and then a DM me, like, in the about me section, I'm like,
That's,
no.
Like, that's part of my language, boy profile.
Yeah, like, and it's, like, if you do the bare minimum here, we're starting out with the bare minimum, that's a red flag for me. If you do decide to, like, meet up with anyone on a dating app, is there anything that you would, like, do beforehand? Like, is there any precautions you take?
Oh, like, just in case the person's
fake? Well, just, like, in general. Like, how long after you start match with someone would you meet up with them? And what do you do? Like, do you take it?
You know, it's a different world, but I would still have some sort of precautions. Talk to the person for a little bit. See if they have, like, a Facebook page or, like, a number or something, and make sure we exchange pictures. Not, like, nudie pictures. That would happen sometimes, but if I got a picture of them, like, I have a face to the name and they match the profile, you know? Like, if someone was very hesitant to send pictures, then right away I'd be like, nah, done. Like, no way. But, yeah, as far as talking, I mean, it's very rare that I actually talked to someone for, like, a week and met up. It was usually, like, a few weeks at least talking, and then we would meet up.
I'd say the same. Like, it would be, like, at least 2 weeks minimum that I would have to talk to them. And then I would gather information about them slowly over time and, like, create a little criminal profile in my head just in case.
I could see you doing that.
And then I would tell my friends and family where I was going, and I would share my location. But it was so funny. I would always have that, like, criminal profile in the back of my mind. So, like, if I ever got kidnapped, I could just start shouting out stuff like 5'11", brown hair, green eyes.
Would you ever ask for their last name after a matter of time?
before I went out on a date with them, I need their last name for sure. Okay. And I need to know what kind of car they drive. That's like something that I need to know. That way, in case I go missing.
See, that's just smart though, because I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't ever ask about any of it. And like, there has been a few situations I'll probably talk about later with you that that's come to bite me in the ass.
All right. All that being said, I think this is a good segue into my last question, which was, do you have any horror story?
Like dating horror stories?
Yes, dating or dating app, whatever.
Okay. So I actually have two. So one of them was, I went on a date with this girl and she was cute, but like, she was one of these people that took her music very seriously. And I don't like screamo music at all.
Oh, no.
Like, only if I'm, like, working out at the gym or something. Like, something where I'm just like, yeah, I can get pumped or whatever. But, like, it was, like, her life. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not really into that. And then she just, like, looked at me like I was weird or something like that. And, like, we hooked up a little bit. And, like, that was the end of that. Like, 3 years later go by.
Wow, 3 years. This is the longest.
No. Like, no, we weren't talking for 3 years. Like, since deleted her and stuff.
Oh, okay.
She had swiped right on me on another app. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to play the game. I'm just going to talk to her like we've never met before. Hey, what's up? I'm Justin. Hey, what's up? I'm blank. So we're talking, and then we're talking for a little bit. Common interest, of course. She's still talking about her screamo band. So I was like, I don't know. Maybe she's changed as a person. It's been 3 years, so I'll like give her the benefit of the doubt. We went out to eat, and then one of my best friends who owns a video game store was the center of this conversation, because the girl's like, yeah, I like retro video games and I like just video games in general. And I went to the store and the manager just jipped me off. I was like, oh, really? And she's like, I was like, what are you trying to sell? And it was really obvious she was trying to sell like some like fake Pokemon cartridges or something like that. Like, I don't know. So something that's like not too like worth too much to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so started calling the manager like an overweight piece of crap. And
wow.
Started calling the manager's wife and and all this other stuff. And I was like, this is all while we're in Mad Max out to dinner. And she's telling me all this stuff. I was just like, and at this point, she doesn't know that's my best friend.
Oof.
One of my closest friends who owns the store.
I was digging her own grave there.
And I was just like, okay, I was like, well, I'm sorry to let you know, but, like, that's my best friend you're talking about, actually. And she's just like, hey, but she didn't care. She just went in. She was just like, well, your best friend's, like, a piece of crap, gyps people off, da-da-da-da. I was like, I'm not gonna lie. Like I'm not gonna stand for this. And I was like, this is unacceptable. Like, I know he and his wife would never be the kind of person to do them dirty money-wise with, like, trades and stuff like that, because this person would have a panic attack if he knew he did that. But so, long story short, it's getting towards the end, and I'm like, whatever, like, I'll still take her home, awkward car ride, and then she was just about to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're not leaving. I was just like, you're paying. Like, we're splitting the bill. Like, if this isn't going good, I was going to pay for you, but if you're going to be a total asshole, then we're going to split the bill. Like, split the bill, of course, and she got a ride home from someone, but before we left, she didn't give the person a tip. And, the waitress comes up to me, and she's just like, are you okay? And she's like, no. I was like, I just had the worst date of my life. This person apparently, like, knows my best friend and, like, fat-shamed them and called his bitch and all this other stuff, and, like, I just couldn't stand for it, and, like, she just rolled out. I was like, it's not a big deal, but just like, I've never had someone just be so vile and toxic like that. I was just like, I know we got separate checks. It's like, did she tip you? And she was like, no. I was like, of freaking course. So I threw like a fat tip on there. And then I went over to my friend's house and told him the story. Are people so like vile and cruel like that for people they don't even know?
It's like when she, it's the part when she found out that was your friend and she still continued to talk trash for me. Like, are you serious? I would have been like, oh, just kidding. No, she just had no cares.
Like, if you were trying to be understanding, I was like, oh shoot, I didn't know that, man. Like, are you saying that this person is an actual good person? Like, maybe I'll give them a second chance. Like, maybe I was misguided or something. But no, that was not the case at all. Like, a normal person would be like that, but I was stupid for giving said person a second chance. So that, yeah, that's the first story I had.
Just jump. Do you want to jump into the next story? Or do you want me to tell mine?
Tell yours.
Okay. So mine's not that exciting. And it's a weird dating app. So do you remember that group app? It was like, I think it was called Click, and it was like group dating. Oh my God. So this
is that like a swingers thing?
What no. is that? So like my friend Deanna and I, we joined this group called, this app called the Click app, because we were both single. We were both like kind of creeped out by the dudes on like Tinder and stuff. So we were like, we don't really want to go on dates alone. This is like friendship dates, kind of like a group of friends meet another group of friends. They're all single. See what happens. So that was kind of fun. And we matched with this one group of guys. It was like a group of three. We were a group of two, but we were like, whatever.
But why did you match with the group? Like,
you like the group. And it's like, I don't want to say it's completely
shallow. Just
based
off of attractiveness? Or?
Well, no, it's not completely shallow. Like, it'll say things that you like to do, like interests, like your area where you're from. And, like, what you like to do.
Basically, like, why you guys are friends and what y'all do together.
Yeah, like,
friends.
You build a profile together about your friend group and what you like to do and, like, where you live generally.
Okay, that makes more sense to
me. And then,
yeah.
Obviously, part of it is attractiveness. And then the other part is, like, are they in my area? Do they like to do the same thing? And we figured it was, like, a safer alternative than the creeps we were getting, like, on Tinder and stuff. So we matched with this group. And there's three of them and there's two of us because one of our third person kind of fell off at the end. And we decide to meet up at a local bar in Philly because they live in the area. So we're like, okay, oh, but we also go to this bar. So we went there and it was really awkward at first because there was three of them and two of us. Because the third person like kind of bailed out. And they kind of were like more into like bro time than they were to like hanging out with us, if that makes sense. Like, you could tell that the bar that they picked was definitely their spot.
A
like that
bar.
Was their not even that it was a bro bar, but it was like their spot. Like, yeah. They were there every weekend, they knew everyone, and so it was kind of like they were just like hanging out and then we were there and we were just like, okay, but we thought you were gonna hang out with us specifically.
Yeah, no, that's trash.
And then and we were kind of bored. Bored sounds mean, but we were a little bit unentertained. So we were sitting at the bar, and then it turns out that, so Deanna's in a fraternity. It's like a co-ed fraternity in our college, and one of her frat brothers was there. So we started talking to them because they were actually engaging with us.
Yeah.
And then like some guy.
Were you looking good, Kimberly?
Probably.
Okay.
But then, and some guy dug down at the end of the bar, like wanted to buy us drinks, and he did. And I guess that triggered them to like be more engaging. So then we did hang out with them for the rest of the night because we're not jerks. We did come to meet them. So,
yeah.
But then that was kind of the end. And yeah, I just thought that was crazy. And I think I deleted the app after that. And I was like, okay, this was a fail.
No, I would too. Like,
shout out to anyone who knows about that Click app, because I don't even know what happened. Like, if it still exists, it probably fizzled out because it wasn't really good for like the LGBT like community. It was kind of like strictly girls and guys.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it fizzled out, but it was funny for the one time that we tried it.
There you go.
So tell us your second story. I'm interested.
Oh, my second one is a little bit more interesting. So. I was talking to this girl, and this is kind of what we were talking about before, how I wasn't too thorough about who she was or, like, what her car looked like. Oh, no.
You didn't do your research first.
Yeah, I did a tiny bit, but, like, we weren't friends on Facebook. We were just texting and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, her name is Chloe. Not that it really matters, but we were talking.
Oh, we're using real names. Scandal.
So either way, we're talking and just like, yeah, like, you want to meet up? Because she would always message me like 3 a.m. She was a night owl like me.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, 9 o'clock comes around. There's like, hey, I just got finished my shift at work. I'm going to change and get ready. Like, if you want to just meet up somewhere safe so I know, like, you're you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's fine. Whatever. And so we met up in a parking lot, like, where there was still, like, a few cars there, but it was mainly just us meeting up and saying like, hi, I'm Justin, hi, I'm Chloe, like, hey, like, all right, now, like, now we've introduced each other for a few minutes, let's go for a walk. Like, it would be something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what both of our intentions were, it seemed. So I go over there, and we meet up, and she's in her car, and, like, I get out, and she just seems like she's fumbling with stuff for a while in there. Mm. Like, she sees me, she, like, looks up at me and waves, and then she's just in her car for a little bit. So I was just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not gonna like repeatedly knock on your window and tell you to roll down the window or something like that, because that would just be like a creeper thing, you know?
Yeah, assault.
So I was just like, so I just rolled down my windows and like sat in my car and like with the one door open, because mm-hmm. I was like, all right, like I'll wait for her to get out. Like if she just needs to get herself situated, she's nervous, maybe, like. It's fine. Like, I have my phone out just in case she was, like, going to message me, even though she's right next to me. Because, you know, some people's anxiety, like, really gets to them. Then we're chilling there, and then all of a sudden I just hear, like, woo! I'm like, huh? 3 cop cars pull up, and then I realized how shady it looked, me sitting there with my door open, and I didn't have my glasses on, so my eyes were all, like, glassy and bloodshot. And she's sitting there, she's got a car, she's got, like, not like dark tinted, but slightly tinted windows. Like I could see her in the car and stuff like that. But I was like, oh.
This looks suspect.
I was like, we are 2 people meeting up side by side in the middle of a parking lot at 10 o'clock at night. Okay. So cops come up and they're just like, hey, can I ask you what you're doing? I was like, oh, I'm actually meeting this person for the first time. Like it's on a dating app or whatever. Like I don't have no problem telling them. Like, whatever. And so I was like, oh, yeah? What's the person's name over there? I was like, Chloe. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna ask you to sit right here. I was like, okay. And so it's weird because they don't pull down her driver's side window. They pull down her passenger side window and talk to her from the other side, I guess because she didn't want me seeing like what they're doing. And so there's another woman cop who came up to me. She's just like, doesn't look good, man. I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't do anything. I was like, she's like, she thought I was literally on drugs. But either way, so I was like, am I in trouble? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I didn't know if I was going to be wrapped up in some sort of like prostitute ring or something. Like, I didn't know what was happening.
You were getting trafficked.
Yeah. But this was like 2015, 2014, I would say. So long story short, the other guy who talked to Chloe in the car next to me, he came over to me. And he was like, all right, Justin. Like, he said it like that. I don't know why. The person next to you, and he didn't say girl, which was weird. He said, so the person next to you, his name is Chloe, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, not her name. I was like, no. I was like, I can literally show you, like, the text messages from me and her side by side. And, like, he didn't care about that.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like right away, it was one of two things. Either that person was definitely like some sort of catfishing person or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the police officer thought she was hot and trying to take her away. I don't know.
I'm going to go with the catfish.
Yeah, probably. I mean, she was an attractive woman, but he was trying to make this like weird thing out. And like, I know, like, we had like talked on the phone a little bit, so I just knew like there wasn't no faking that. But he was, I think he was trying to imply that it was like actually a guy or something like that.
Hmm.
And I was just like, I don't think that's the case at all, but that's what he was implying. He's just like, all right, he's like, I'm gonna let you off with a warning. I was like, warning for what? Like, what did I do? Like, but he's like, I'm gonna let you off with a warning. And then like, I was like, okay. And then I basically went home, and 20 minutes later, I just texted her. I was like, what the hell was that? And she's just like, oh, I don't know.
She knows.
She just said, I don't know. Like, she said, I don't know. And she's like, do you still want to meet up? I'm like, no. And I was like, after that shit, I was just like, you're being so, like, vague and weird right now. Like, I don't like that. So that was the end of that. That's the last time I heard from her. For him, like, I don't know what the hell
happened. I don't even, serial killer moment.
I don't even know what happened. That's the thing.
You were a target. I watched many crime shows. You were a target, and you were the next victim. And they stepped in just in the nick of time and saved you. She had chloroform.
It didn't sound like they were saving me. It sounds like they were saving her or whatever. Then I was the ass. I don't know.
Well, bullet dodged. Yeah, we'll take that as divine intervention, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So one of my friends actually submitted one of her own stories for us to react to. So she doesn't care if we use her voice. So this is from my friend Beth. She is the, of course, you guys know, the...
She's the host?
She is the host of the Down and 30 podcast. So we will react to her story now.
I, like, matched with this guy. He was, like, super hot, like, exactly my type, like, tall, athletic, handsome, seemed, like, charismatic in pictures, had, like, multiple pictures, like, seemed legit, name, location, like, little bio, like, it wasn't just one of those, like, one-pick wonders, like, he had a full-blown profile. So we matched, and we started chatting, like, you know, little bits here and there over the span of, like, a few days, just, like, getting to know each other, whatever. Random small talk.
All right, first of all, like, I know she's not too far into her story, and I don't know her on that level like that, but damn, like, it must be nice to be, like, a great in-shape guy who looks really attractive and shit. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, I'm a solid 5 or 6. Like, I'm not the best looking dude in the world. I'm not the best in shape in the world, shush. But if you're all those things, then what do you need on a dating app?
I'm a certified 12.7 and I'm on dating apps, so I take offense to your statement.
Yeah,
sir.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's just like, I don't know, there are normal people like us on dating apps. Not everybody on there is like reeking of desperation.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. but that's how I see it though. Like, usually it's very rare to see like a 10 on a dating app that's real. I think that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess. The fact that he was like perfect. Is a red flag to you.
But I'll indulge her, though. Let's hear the rest of the story.
And he eventually asked for my number so, like, we could text each other and, like, kind of feel out the vibe and, you know, obviously, like, see if we would be, like, a good match to meet up. I give my number on, on my life, in under an hour, my phone starts ringing. We agreed to text, ringing like a call. Like, if, okay, I'm not taking a call from a stranger, first of all, okay? Don't be weird. And I'm like, okay, now calls back again within like seconds. And then I realize it doesn't just say a number. Like, it was back in, like, a couple years ago where, like, if a person's name was available, it would like show up, like, not just the town or the area, like, it was like if a person's name, like a, I guess it was like a Verizon to Verizon user. And this name was not the name that he gave me. It was like some name that was like, I totally was not familiar with.
So you basically called it when you said that it's probably not the same person if they check off all the boxes, because right off the bat, he's harassing, calling her like a stalker.
Yeah, That would weird me out too, because especially with dating apps, I was like, yeah, just text.
Especially if you said we were gonna text and then you start calling. And then the fact that the name didn't show up was a different name. That's alarming. Definitely creeper vibes.
Yeah, it did start to make sense. I will say it's very rare. I like say out of like the dating apps I've used, maybe I've met up with like 20 to 30 women.
Okay.
Like, over this, a span of maybe, like, 7 or 8 years.
So you're seasoned.
Yeah. So, like, I will be honest. Like, they've all been attractive. They've all been cute. But to say that they were, like, this guy where they were, like, perfect 10 and stuff like that, I'd say maybe, like, 1 or 2 physically, like, were a 10 out of all them.
Yeah.
You know? But I want to see how this turns out.
Things weird. So I ignore it again. And he keeps calling. And so I go on Facebook and I type this name in. And holy profiles of guys that are nothing like the pictures that I thought that I was chatting with. So horrifying, so terrifying. And he's like calling. So I just texted before I blocked, obviously. I just texted. I was like, listen, I was like, the name showing up on my caller ID is nowhere close to the name that you introduced yourself to me as. You know, between that and the rapid fire phone calling, like I'm totally not interested. Calls again before I get to block. So I blocked. So that was traumatic. That turned me off for like a couple of weeks, couple of months, who knows, maybe a couple of years. But that was the catfishes are real. Beware.
So I just want to say I love Beth for being so bold as to like text the guy like, this is the reason you're being blocked, because I think I would have been so freaked out.
You could have just blocked him
at that point. I probably would have just blocked him. I don't have that kind of I don't have that kind of fire where I can just be like, these are all the reasons why I'm blocking you. So good for her, because she like told them straight up.
She's like, this is the reason why I'm blocking you, so you got to get better if you want to catfish people more.
No, but like it really, I think it's good to call out people when they're being shady, but as long as you can do it safely. And I'm glad that that's how the story ended, with just a simple...
Yeah, like what the block. Hell? Because like I've heard of people trying to get wrapped into like prostitution rings and stuff like that. I didn't even know it was, like, I didn't know that was a thing until, like, a year or two ago. Like, I didn't know that's what a lot of these people were using the apps for.
Yeah. And, like, one of the reasons I picked Beth's story out of, like, the couple that I got is because I feel like her story is, like, a good example of what happens to women all the time when they're on dating apps. Like, they all had the same theme. They all had the theme of either not being who they said they were or not showing interest and then immediately being harassed with phone calls or like aggressiveness.
Yeah.
And you eventually have to block them, and it just makes it like,
because at the end of the day, you know what you want, and if something is an immediate red flag, you gotta cut that shit out.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting, that person. And I'm kind of curious, I'm glad she didn't answer the phone, but I'm kind of curious who would have been on the other side.
Only thirsty guys are like that aggressive, or people who automatically like know what they want or what they're going to be using this person for would be that aggressive.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't call someone if someone said, here's my number, let's text. You wouldn't call them repeatedly.
What do I gotta call you for? It's so damn urgent. Like, we're just on a dating app. Like,
yeah, definitely one of the creeps. So, of course, I had to get my mom to weigh in on this dating app horror story, and I asked her if she had any advice for the millennial generation out there on dating apps, and this is what she had to say.
Being out there on them sites, they say it's good, but I think that being in a bar is easier, because at least you can read body language. I think you can read crazy before you can see crazy on the phone or on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you're on the phone talking to somebody or you FaceTiming somebody, you can't necessarily see crazy unless you actually in their face. Then you can see crazy. You know? And if you're at a bar, you're less likely to pick up people that are off kilter. You gotta think, if you're good and you're on there, there's gotta be somebody that's just like you. It's just, you gotta weed through all the crack to get through it, walk through the mush, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with your mom. It's because building an online persona is annoying. Like, if I'm on Instagram or if I'm on Facebook or YouTube, like, that is a version of me. And it's not too far off from who I am, but, like, if you're dating in person and it's just, like, me and a bunch of your friends hung out and I got to talking to one of your friends at the party and then we started texting and like,
it's more organic.
Yeah, it's more organic because like we have something to talk about. We have that comfortability because like we know each other, or like even there's some sort of middle ground. But online, it's literally, like I said, building this weird checklist and not reading people's emotions through texts or Facebook. And that's why, like, I hate trying to convey emotion over text messages and Facebook.
It always goes left.
It's when people like get turned off or uninterested and stuff. I was like, yeah, you're not seeing who I am. Like, you're not getting where I'm coming from. You can only see that in person. So I could ramble on for that for a while, but yeah, I think I think that's where I stand with your mom's comments there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have known a select few people that have done dating apps, and it's worked.
Yeah.
Family members I know of that have literally met their wives on there. So, yeah. I mean, good on them, but it's just, for me, it's very hard to convey what you want to convey before you meet the actual person.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Yeah. So that's why I'd rather just get to know someone in the real world. I'm not saying that the dating apps aren't real world, but it's just in person is a lot easier and more organic, as you were saying.
So I guess if there's anything that you take from this dating apps stories is that dating apps can be successful, but there's nothing like meeting someone in person. So if you do choose to meet someone online, in person, as long as you take the necessary precautions and stop red flags when you see them, then you'll probably be all right.
There you go.
Best of luck out there to all y'all still out here on these dating apps. But I forgot, we have the results of this week's Instagram polls, because I did ask you guys if you use dating apps, and then I also asked if you use which one of the dating apps is your favorite. So
there's a lot of them out there now. Like,
I know, Bumble, I had to like Hinge, narrow them down into
and a few
like
other ones. I never was on Hinge.
Never? I actually like Hinge for some reason. I don't know. There's no reason. I just like Hinge.
But go on. Let me see this.
So first question I asked was, have you ever used a dating app? And 71% of you said yes, and 29% of you said no. And to the 29% of you that said no, I say liar. No, just kidding.
I'd say probably about like 9% of them are lying.
I feel like everyone has tried a dating app. And if you tell me you didn't, I don't believe you. but out of the people that said that they did try dating apps, I asked what your favorite was. I kept them limited to Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Match.com, or another purchase site. Most people said Tinder, which was surprising to me.
Because Tinder is the main one people know about, and it's the easiest one.
That's true. You can set up your profile in like 2.7 seconds. But my favorite is Hinge. We already talked about that. It's probably a type Hinge or probably Bumble, because like I said, girls can message first and you can verify profiles. And I think you can verify profiles on Hinge as well.
Okay.
But yeah,
because I know, what was it, Tinder tried to Tinder would link with Facebook or something like that.
Oh my God,
and they would have ways to verify, but that's about it.
Yeah. And now there's Facebook dating, which is a whole nother rabbit hole that we're not gonna go down. But yeah, if you're not following me already, you can follow me at The Kimberly Show on Instagram. And Justin, do you wanna plug your Instagram and YouTube channel?
But yeah, it's really simple. It's just at JJ Lomas Entertainment on Instagram. And on YouTube, it's just JJ Lomas Entertainment.
And what kind of content do you post, Justin?
Lately, it's been a lot of video game live streams, because that's what I've been most comfortable doing. But it's usually movie reviews, comic book stuff, nerd shit, Smallville stuff. any like film locations, like real life film locations and movies and shows I've been working on. I've been sitting on a few projects related to that. So hopefully y'all get to see more of that soon.
Yeah, so go like, go follow, and go subscribe. But that's it for today, and we will see you next week, next Friday at 8 p.m. on Lovey and Rosé. Bye!